Welcome to Israel 18 News at 1 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. It's a mild night across Israel. Tel Aviv enjoys a clear sky while Jerusalem sees a gentle breeze. In Haifa, it's calm, offering a pleasant evening for those outside. Here are today's headlines. First, Pope Leo XIV calls for an end to violence against West Bank Palestinians, urging global action towards a two-state solution. This comes as settler attacks surge, according to Times of Israel from earlier today. Also, Jared Kushner meets with Hamas and is heading to Netanyahu to close a deal on Gaza. Ynet reports that Washington is pressing for immediate Israeli withdrawals and civilian rule, while Netanyahu demands Hamas disarm first. That was reported 5 hours ago. Also this hour, President Erdogan warns of potential confrontation with Israel, stating that Turkey will not hesitate to enter war if attacked. This statement came just minutes ago, as reported by Mariv. Separately, several Arab and Islamic countries condemn Israel's rejection of the Bank of Palestine's Gaza plan. They accuse Israel of undermining peace efforts, according to a joint statement from Jerusalem Post earlier today. And finally, Hamas begins talks in Egypt to pressure Jerusalem to adhere to a Gaza peace roadmap. The U.S. delegation is expected in Cairo soon following a stop in Israel, as reported by JNS from earlier today. Reaction has been swift on social media. Noga Tarnopolsky, a journalist, posted just 31 minutes ago that Jared Kushner's meeting with Hamas is like a nightmare for Prime Minister Netanyahu. Al-Arabiya English posted 25 minutes ago that Trump expressed happiness over Saudi Arabia, Turkey, and Pakistan signing the Mecca Joint Defense Agreement recently. Iris, a conflict observer, noted 37 minutes ago that the Israeli Air Force is currently attacking in southern Lebanon. Let's go deeper, starting with Pope Leo XIV's call to end violence in the West Bank. The Pope criticized the repeated violence and called on the international community to take action. This comes amid a surge in settler attacks, highlighting the ongoing tensions in Palestinian territories. The Times of Israel emphasizes the need for a two-state solution to achieve lasting peace. Turning to Jared Kushner's diplomatic efforts. Kushner's meeting with Hamas before heading to Netanyahu reflects Washington's urgency for a Gaza deal. Ynet reports that Trump's team demands immediate Israeli withdrawals and a shift to civilian rule, while Netanyahu insists on Hamas disarmament first. This diplomatic push signifies growing impatience from the U.S. Meanwhile, President Erdogan's warning to Israel signals rising tensions. Turkey's leader has stated Ankara seeks peace but will not shy away from war if provoked. As Matov reveals, Erdogan's message underscores Turkey's readiness to respond to threats, adding to the complex geopolitical landscape. In a related development, the rejection of the Bank of Palestine's Gaza plan by Israel has drawn condemnation. Arab and Islamic countries accuse Israel of hindering peace efforts and derailing Trump's initiatives, according to the Jerusalem Post. This highlights the ongoing diplomatic challenges in securing lasting peace in Gaza. And finally, Hamas's negotiations in Egypt aim to push Jerusalem to follow the Gaza roadmap. As reported by JNS, the U.S. delegation's upcoming visit to Cairo is part of a larger strategy to promote Trump's 15-point peace plan. The outcome of these talks could significantly impact the region's stability and future peace processes. On the economic front, first, Israelis have spent over 10 million shekels in Dubai, with at least 30 purchasing luxury villas, as reported by Mariv Business. This reflects the growing economic ties and investment opportunities between the two regions. Separately, Anthropic's ambitious $200 billion revenue forecast is setting the stage for its IPO. Katech reports that despite current margin pressures, investors are optimistic about the AI company's future potential. This interest signals a strong belief in the tech sector's growth. And finally, the consumer price index in Israel rose by 0.3%, with notable increases in transportation and leisure sectors, according to Walla Business. Rents continue to climb, reflecting ongoing housing challenges. These shifts highlight economic pressures on consumers. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 2 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.